Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Ross, 5-at-5 time, and you may fire when ready.
All right, so watching the Duke game last night, just seeing how dominant Zion Williamson was. I believe he finished 9 of 9, 21 points, something ridiculous, 9 rebounds.
Yeah, he didn't miss a shot.
Yeah. I mean, it was crazy what he did last night. Would you trade, let's just say you're the Suns get the first pick. The team's kind of irrelevant. Say you're the first pick in the draft. Would you trade Zion for LeBron? Like, if you knew that wouldn't trade Zion for LeBron.
No, heck no.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't either.
No. I mean, LeBron is LeBron now.
34?
Yeah, he's entering the twilight. And they're not going to make the playoffs this year. Watch them get the number one pick.
No, they're tanking now for Zion.
Well,
that's what they're doing.
LeBron's not
playing tonight.
So they're going to end up in the lottery.
Yeah.
But if the Lakers, even if it legitimately happened that they have the draft lottery, and let's say legitimately, the Lakers, even though they don't have the best, the Lakers get the number one pick. There's no way the NBA could let that happen.
No,
because there's no one, there's not a person on earth that would think that was a legitimate thing, that it wasn't rigged in some way. If the Lakers ended up with the number one pick, despite I don't know what their percentage would be, their chances to get it. But if the Lakers are in the lottery, the NBA is going to have to be as transparent as they possibly can on how that whole process goes down.
So right now the Lakers have a 2% chance at getting the number one pick.
Okay, yeah. It could legitimately happen, because a 2% chance, right, Ross, is not a 0% chance.
One out of every 50 times,
right? So a 2% chance is not a 0% chance. If they do they do ping pong balls?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say they've got it. The ball pops up, and it's the Lakers have the number one pick. Like, Adam Silver would have to, like, we have to do it again, because no one will believe that this wasn't rigged.
That'd be a nightmare.
Yeah, but I wouldn't, heck no, I wouldn't trade, I wouldn't trade Zion for LeBron.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Would you trade LeBron for, a player in the league right now?
No.
Like, if you get Giannis for LeBron, would you take Giannis?
Because Giannis is – it's just the age and the point that LeBron is at in his career, I'd probably do that, yeah, actually. Okay. I would.
I would, too.
Yeah. Because, LeBron, is already in – he's in Hollywood mode already.
Yeah.
Getting ready for – he's got Space Jam 2 coming out. He's producing TV shows.
Well, that night he set out – against the Warriors, I don't know if you saw this, but like, remember he played a game after he was hurt and then set out against the Warriors due to load management, and then he's played in every other game since.
Mm-hmm.
The night, basically like 2 weeks later, this video 2 Chainz post gets out, and it's like him and LeBron in the studio, and it was drinking wine together. Like, I guess 2 Chainz is like rapping. And the date, it was like, whatever date, the night before the Warriors game, like 11:30 at night, LeBron was in the studio with 2 Chainz drinking wine, and then he sat out the next game. That was when I was kind of like, okay.
Oh, so he sat out the game after
the
he
day
was...
at the, like, you know, they played the next night, and the night before he was in the rap studio at midnight drinking wine.
No, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was when I was like, okay, like, I know his priorities now.
I'm ready for the playoffs to get here. I say every year, I love the NBA playoffs. The regular season, though, is nonsense to me, but
yeah.
And I don't know if Golden State has just messed around during the regular season, because I know what Houston went 3-1 against them.
Golden State beat them the other night, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe Golden State is just
Harden was out.
Right. Yeah. Houston beat them there on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I don't know if maybe Golden State is just messing around to help the league out once the playoffs start and get people thinking that someone other than Golden State can actually win the NBA Finals. So they're just, goofing off during the regular season, but come the playoffs, they'll go, you know, like 16-0 and win the NBA title again. That still wouldn't shock me, but I've been checked out on the regular season. The last thing I saw in the NBA's regular season was that time that LeBron threw that inbounds pass off the back of the backboard.
That was funny.
And it was like, well, that's a turnover.
Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah. That's a team and a guy that it does not currently care.
No, not at all. Next up, Jaguars got Nick Foles a couple days ago. Do you think they are now a playoff team like they were 2 years ago? You think Foles is going to back in the playoffs?
No. Here's what I think about Nick Foles is that he was in a good spot in Philadelphia with that coaching staff and that system, but I don't know like how things are going to mix with Doug Marrone as the offensive coach at Jacksonville. Not like an offensive mind. He had that with Doug Peterson. You know, but before he went on that magic run with the Eagles, and I guess he did do it again because they went to the playoffs when Wentz got hurt last season.
Jeffrey doesn't drop that. What was it? A slant that was intercepted. Yeah. Nick Foles might still be the Eagles' starting quarterback.
Could I mean,
he gets
they
him
win
to the
again
NFC
and
championship. I mean, you're really going to bench the guy?
Get back to the Super Bowl again? I know. Who knows? But yeah, I don't know that he's. When you think about the rest of all right, let's just go through the quarterbacks in that division. Is Nick Foles? Do you like him better than Andrew Luck? Is Jacksonville better at quarterback than Luck?
No.
What about Deshaun Watson?
No.
All right. And then Marcus Mariota.
I would take Foles.
Okay.
Because he's not hurt every other game.
So he's third in his own division right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about if he had been in the NFC East, who do you have, Nick Foles or Dak Prescott?
That's tough.
But it's like he's at least at a toss-up with Prescott.
Yeah.
Nick Foles or Eli Manning?
Nick Foles.
And then Nick Foles or Washington's quarterback.
Nick Foles.
All right, so in the NFC East, Foles was still possibly the top quarterback. Now he's in a division where he's the third best.
Yep.
Because I would put him behind Watson and Luck.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So
the thing
I don't
is,
think
though,
he's a slam dunk to make Jacksonville a real force.
I just think Bortles got in the way of everything they had going for them, where if they had a competent quarterback, they probably would have gone to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. And if they had a competent quarterback, they might have made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
It would have been better.
It's true.
And Nick Foles, I think we could all say, he might not be great, he's a competent quarterback. And when you have a roster that talented, he'll give you a shot. The problem is that, you know, like everyone 2 years ago, Fournette was some freak in the league, and then last year he took a huge step back.
Yeah, and they do have – their defense is nasty. But even late last year, they got rid of Dexter Fowler.
Yeah, Dante Fowler.
Dexter
plays in the MLB.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Dexter Fowler's a different Fowler. Yeah, Dante Fowler, who they ended up sending to the Rams.
But yeah, their D-line was so, like, deep, they could have lost three guys and they would have been fine.
But honestly, they should have been in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yeah, that, you know, like
they choked that game away.
Jaguars fancy, like Miles Jack wasn't down. Like when he had that interception, the fumble recovery,
he wasn't.
And he returned it to the house and they said he was down. Yeah, if he scores that, they're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's the one where the officials should not blow their whistles and then go and take a look at it. But they blew the whistle, so the play had to be called dead then.
And I noticed that happening more this year, where officials would wait, and maybe if it was even kind of obvious that the guy wasn't down, they still wouldn't blow the whistle.
Right.
Or, you know, an incomplete pass, because you can go back and fix that. You can't fix it when you rule it the other way.
Yeah, because if you blow the whistle, then, yeah, you have to say the play's dead.
So I did notice that this year in college as well. All right, next, it was announced today, Kareem Hunt's, I guess, will be serving an 8-game suspension with the Browns. You know, the Browns have another good running back, Nick Chubb. You think Chubb remains a starting running back for the rest of the season after Hunt gets back and he'll still get a ton of carries?
Yeah, he should.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when they finally started giving the ball to Chubb, I mean,
that was so frustrating.
Yeah, there was that, and of course they finally went to Mayfield too, and when they fired Hugh Jackson, and then that's why Freddie Kitchens is the head coach now, because he ended up taking over and was the play caller, and he got a lot of credit for things just suddenly clicking with that offense, and figuring out how to use Mayfield and even what to do with Chubb, and so they just made him the head coach. But yeah. I mean Kareem Hunt is like a bad guy now.
Chubb's a good guy. He's the guy I wanted to root for too. You know, coming from Toledo, I think is right. And then was it Toledo or Tulane?
It was Toledo.
Yeah.
I was getting
those
two
mixed up.
Yeah.
But his first, you know, career like carry fumbles, and then against the Patriots on Thursday Night Football.
Then he lit him up.
Yeah, then he had like 150 rushing yards. And then I was like, okay, I like this guy. And then, all that happens.
He was the guy. And then like that next day, everyone in fantasy football was hitting the waiver wire. Like, wait, was he drafted? Nope. Did it try to pick him up?
Yeah, but Chubb, rock solid dude. And I don't know, I'm rooting for him and hope, you know, he can still put up big numbers. I hope he doesn't. That was something that I didn't want to happen so much as like we all love Todd Gurley. Like when Chubb, you know, when Gurley was suspended. I remember the Kentucky game was when Gurley came back, I believe, and Chubb was still like the starting running. You know, he got the first start.
Sure. Yeah.
And I liked, you know, if a guy's suspended and he holds his own, his replacement holds his own. Don't, you know, remove the guy that replaced him.
Right.
As great as Todd Gurley was, Nick Chubb didn't do anything to lose his job.
And I don't think he will, but it's not a bad idea in the NFL, and the Rams are even going through that now with Gurley. Where his first couple of years in the league, they've leaned on him so heavily that they got to the most important games of their season last year, even though they won the NFC Championship game. But Gurley was not even a factor in that. Then they get to the Super Bowl, and he's not a factor in there because there was something wrong with him. He was hurt. And you know, so the Rams are realizing that we drafted him 10th, and he's been a tremendous player for them, one of the best offensive players in the league. But he was injured in college. He had a bad knee injury in college, and he's got a lot of wear and tear on him now. So they're looking into, we probably have to get another back in here so we don't have to feature him, you know, like 100% of the time. And, you know, with the Browns, you know, Chubb had a horrific injury when he was in college too, as we all know that. I think at this day and age in the NFL,
Saquon.
Yeah.
Is that they have no other weapons on their entire offense.
And now he's just stuck there with Eli Manning.
Yeah. But yeah, he's going to get just destroyed.
Yeah, but it's not a bad idea to have another guy to give carries to.
Yeah. I mean, it worked out great at Georgia.
Yeah. So, as long as like Chubb is still getting a good share, but that when they had, Carlos Hyde before they finally got rid of him?
I think it was the Raiders game. Chubb had like 3 carries, 102 yards or something.
Yeah, and I think 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And then like the next week, he still only had like 1 carry or something.
And then they traded Hyde
and they finally got
Hugh Jackson was like forced to play him. And then I think like 2 weeks later, he got fired.
Yeah, I did not get that. And it's not like it's not like Chubb was some running back they drafted. They took a flyer on in the 5th or the 6th round. They drafted him in the 2nd round.
He's one of the best guys in the country his entire college career.
Yeah. And what was he, the 2nd pick of the 2nd round?
Yeah. So like you look at all the guys in the NFL, like how many of them had a better college career than Nick Chubb? Not many.
No.
And they still wouldn't play him.
He was a high draft pick that you would think you're drafting a guy at that point in the draft, even though he's not a first rounder. That you're like he's still that starter material.
Like 34th overall, I believe.
Yeah. He was either the first pick of the 2nd round or the 2nd pick of the 2nd round. I don't remember, but
that's
why we used to call them the clowns. But I don't know if we can anymore now. They might be legit.
They might be. All right, next question. Article popped up from Pro Football Talk saying that Cam Newton says that he's now a vegan. What do you think of that?
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't eat meat either. Yeah. I can't commit to not eating cheese, though,
and
dairy. So I drink milk, I eat yogurt, and I eat cheese. But there are plenty of athletes that are – I mean, he's an athlete, and I'm sure he's got a nutritionist that can figure out what kind of diet he needs so he can maintain his body and his muscle and do all that. I mean, I know if you're – if you're trying to pack on muscle, then sure, I'm like meat and
He's trying to lose weight. Yeah, so
that kind of protein is good, but there are other ways to get protein.
Yeah.
So, and there's not a lot of athletes, but there are enough athletes that are vegans that.
Yeah, Arian Foster did it. Colin Kaepernick did it.
Yeah.
Thing is, Kaepernick though got so skinny after it. Like, say what you want about his, politics, all that. But I noticed a big difference in his body once he did it. He was a lot skinnier.
Yeah.
Because he was jacked back when they were making those playoff runs.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all right with.
Okay.
I appreciate that he could find something to eat other than an animal.
Yeah. I think for a guy like him, I don't mind it at all. But if you're more of a frail guy, I feel like you'd need to, try to bulk up and all that. But I don't think he needs any more muscle on him. I don't think that's a problem with his game.
And I'm sure he's got somebody he could hire that could figure out ways to, bulk him up and keep his muscle up without having to eat, like chicken and turkey and even like red meat.
Yeah, he wants to get down to 235.
What does he weigh now?
He's listed at 245, and Rivera said during the 2016 season, I guess that was MVP year, he was at 260 to 265, which that's he's not fat at all, so that's pretty crazy.
Well, none as much as he gets hit and stuff. I wonder why he wants to get smaller.
He says it's like during the off season he tries to get as skinny as he can. So I don't know if that's for like conditioning or whatever or what, but yeah. I guess he tries to lose weight in the off season, then bulk up for taking the hits. It doesn't make much sense. I don't know. I'm sure there's got to be a reason behind it. He's not just like, I want to be skinny in the off season.
Because he takes a lot of shots. And then I think, too, because of his size, he probably gets, wasn't it DeMonte Casey last year for the Falcons that went helmet to helmet on him when he was clearly sliding? And, Casey just, but I think because of his size, too, he probably gets belted a little bit more because those defenders are like, well, this guy's as big as me, so I've got to hit him, otherwise I'm gonna get hurt.
Yep.
Plus he's cocky, so that doesn't help him either. He's like inviting that trouble then.
Yeah, he really is. And it was interesting that he kind of had that MVP year, and then the next season he was bad, and this season he's back to kind of, a slightly above average quarterback. And I feel like that's just what he is. You take out his worst year and his best year, he's a slightly above average quarterback that you can win games with, but he's probably not a consistent Pro Bowler.
He was good this year until that. They were having a good year, and then did they lose their last
like six in a row or something? And he got hurt. They played Taylor Heineke.
Right. They ended up, he just shut it down once they went through that tailspin, but they did win that last game of the year, but their losing streak got to, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It was 7.
Okay.
Yeah, they lost 7. They were 6-2 and then were 6-9 before they won at New Orleans in the last weekend of the year. But he was my fantasy quarterback this year. He did have a good year until the last couple of weeks when they just went into like shutdown mode once they knew that the season was lost.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting little nugget about his diet. I wonder, other guys might do the same. All right, last question. What is your favorite emoji, or do you use emojis?
In fact, I used a couple today when I was posting at 960 The Ref. I used the crying emoji for because I posted the story about Tech being in trouble for for taking recruits to strip clubs. I guess not the crying emoji, but the one where you're laughing so hard you're crying.
Yeah.
That one.
That's the one I use the most.
I think that is the one I use the most. And that's the one I use the most, more than any of them.
Yeah, I like that one. And let's see, I'm looking at the one.
Now,
that
let me
right
ask
now.
You, do you use just the yellow one, or do you use the one that represents, like, your skin tone?
Yeah, I mean, it depends, honestly, because, each individual, I'm looking at it now, you have to get it, like, matched up with your skin color if you want to use it. And, like, some of them I have, the palest one, but then other ones are still yellow.
Right.
So it just depends if I don't know, whatever mood I was in, just if I wanted to do the extra effort to hold it down and make it look like my hand or not.
I'm going to scroll back right now. Here's what, because I'm looking at my frequently used. The other one I like to use a lot is the clown face.
One of my buddies used the clown a lot.
Yeah.
I use the eye roll a good bit. That's a new one.
Well, here's my top three basically are the clown face, the okay, and then the crying. I guess the crying out, laughing so hard I'm crying. Is that what that one is? Yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple. I like the cowboy hat one with the big smile.
Yeah, they keep adding new ones. But now that I look at it and think about it, the clown face is definitely my most frequently used out of all of them.
And I like the one with like the not the sunglasses, but like the glasses one, the kind of nerd one.
Yeah.
I like using that one. They made a Pinocchio one too with the long, that one's pretty funny.
They have?
It has like a long nose on him.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I like it.
Or have I? I don't see that one. I see one now where the head is exploding. But yeah, the clown is my most used now that I go back and I think about it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I like the clown.
Yeah. All right. There's today's 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.